Lecture 2, Minoan Crete.
Hello, and welcome back to our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. And in this, the second of the lectures, we're going to be looking at the first really great Bronze Age culture that the Greek world produced. The Greeks actually produced two, more than most other civilizations. But today we're just going to concentrate on the culture of Minoan Crete. And then in another lecture we'll look at Mycenae and the Bronze Age culture of the mainland. Minoan Crete is a culture that produces quite extraordinary artifacts. We have examples here of quite astonishing city planning. We will have beautiful objects of exquisite craftsmanship. We will find an aesthetic sensibility which is second to none anywhere in the world at any time. And yet we're also going to be looking at a culture that left us no literature. And that makes it an extremely puzzling and mysterious culture to examine. That's probably been responsible for some of the more outrageous fantasies about the Minoan world. So today we're going to try to separate some of the fact and some of the fantasy about Minoan Crete. Now, before we start looking at the Bronze Age and the world particularly of the second millennium in Greece and Crete, we need to go back a little further to set the stage, just so that we know what's been going on in Greece and to know about human culture in the Greek world. We have a couple of sites that we can mention that give us an idea of the progress and the development of human culture in the Greek world. One of the earliest sites that's afforded us evidence goes back to the Stone Age, and here at the Franchthi Cave, which is located in the Argolid, we have evidence for hunters and gatherers living in a cave. And what's very interesting about this old Stone Age culture is that we can tell that already, at the very beginning of Greek history, or Greek prehistory, literally, these people are trading and travelling across the water. Now, the evidence for that is absolutely straightforward, and it is that in the cave at Franchthi, we have examples of volcanic glass, obsidian, which is used to create blades and arrowheads, and this volcanic glass, we know, comes from the island of Melos. So for it to get to the mainland, somebody had to be in a boat travelling across the water. If we fast forward to the 5th and the 4th millennia, we have evidence for quite complex human societies and social organisation at Sesklo and Dimini in central Greece, central northern Greece, by Thessaly. And the remains here are extremely interesting because we have large stone walls made out of field stones protecting the settlements, and we have a clear enough idea of the layout of the settlement to see that there seems to have been a chieftain's house in the centre and at the uppermost level of the settlement. So this is good evidence for a complex society going back that early. The first culture that really makes an extraordinary impact on us, however, for its cultural production, is the civilization that is often called Cycladic, for the simple reason that the evidence for this culture comes from the Cyclades, the islands of the central Aegean. And yet here we face one of the most frustrating aspects of dealing with archaeological material. Now, many of you have probably seen Cycladic figurines. These are marble figurines about a foot high. They're highly stylized, usually showing broad shoulders and narrow hips, sometimes some suggestion of the genitals being depicted, either the woman's breasts or genitals. But we know virtually nothing about the society that produced these. Aesthetically, they are gorgeous. But what they bring home to us is that an object on its own, outside of an archaeological context, tells you nothing. So you can go to the Goulandris Museum in Athens and you will see case after case of these most beautiful objects made sometime between 2800 and 2300 BC, but in the vast majority of cases, we know nothing about where exactly it was found, the context in which it was found, and therefore we can say nothing further about the culture that produced it. It is a pretty object and very little more than that.